Hi, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. But first, here's the trivia answer from last week's showing of North by Northwest, for those of you who are listening to the intro. Now, the question was, which four actors in that movie appeared in 1960s spy-fi TV shows? Well, here are those four actors. Edward Binns, who played Captain Junket, was one of Al Mundy's bosses on It Takes a Thief. Ed Platt, who played Roger's lawyer, was the chief on Get Smart. Leo G. Carroll, who played the professor, was Alexander Waverly on both The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and The Girl from U.N.C.L.E. And Martin Landau, who played Leonard, was Rollin Hand on Mission Impossible. So, on to today's movie. It's not listed on most calendars, but Monday, March 1st, is St. David's Day, the patron saint of the country of Wales. Now, I'm partially of Welsh descent, so I thought we'd mark the occasion with a movie set in Wales. So, we're presenting the Oscar-winning John Ford classic, How Green Was My Valley. It's based on the best-selling 1939 novel by Richard Llewellyn, about the struggles of a Welsh mining family in the late 19th century. It's an unusually dramatic story for us to show, but it certainly is a classic. It was originally intended to be filmed as an epic-length story, in color, and on location in Wales, by director William Wyler. However, due to the advent of World War II, the Welsh filming was abandoned, and Wyler moved on to other projects. So John Ford was brought in, and filming took place in California in black and white, reportedly to hide the differences between Welsh and California foliage. Looking at the cast, there's only one Welsh-born actor, Rhys Williams, as Di Bando. The rest are mainly English and Irish actors, including several who would later become part of John Ford's stock company, or had already worked for Ford in the past, including Maureen O'Hara, Arthur Shields, Barry Fitzgerald, and Donald Crisp. So don't be surprised if you hear a lot of Irish accents in this Wales-set movie, along with Walter Pidgeon, who is from Canada, who uses his own North American accent. This was also an early film role for Roddy McDowall, who would later have a very successful career. Now, you'll see he's credited in the beginning as Master Roddy McDowall. Now, the reason for that is that at that time, young boys were sometimes addressed as Master, just as young girls were called Miss. Now, that custom fell out of favor years ago, but I remember it still being used when I was a kid, though I won't say how long ago that was. This movie was a big hit for Fox, and earned 10 Oscar nominations, winning 5, including Best Supporting Actor for Donald Crisp, John Ford's 4th Best Director Oscar, Best Black and White Cinematography, Best Black and White Art Direction, and Best Picture. Now, that last one has been the source of controversy for decades, as it won over competing nominees The Maltese Falcon, Sergeant York, Citizen Kane, and 6 others. Fans of Citizen Kane have been particularly vocal, feeling that politics more than filmmaking kept their movie out of the running. Well, here's my view, and it's just my view, it is not the official view of South Plainfield Public Library. Citizen Kane is a great movie, deserving of its many accolades, but How Green Was My Valley is also a great movie, though in a different way, and it affects me on an emotional level that Kane just doesn't. And that's all I'm saying on that subject. It should also be noted that How Green Was My Valley was also added to the National Film Registry in 1990, and the Academy Film Archive in 1998, so it is still considered a great movie achievement. Now, just a reminder, you can still access the movies we previously featured by going to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page. You can leave them by calling us at 908-754-7885 or by emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, for St. David's Day, from 20th Century Fox in 1941, here's How Green Was My Valley. Hope you enjoy it.